Gift Grub on the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.
Bus shelters, bike sheds, if you are waiting for a bus at the moment or you're just about to deposit your bike where you work or something like that, everybody's talking about this bike shed in Leinster House. In the Irish Times, they say it's twice as expensive as a five-star hotel per square metre. It was €335,000 for a bike shed. Come on, lads. A five-bedroom house near Drumshambo in County Leitrim or a one-bed in Sandymount. They would have all come in around the same price, €335,000 for a bike shed. Joe's onto it now in Gift Grub, I'll tell you.
Thought I'd seen it all, but €335,000 for the bike shed up at Leinster House. My phones have gone nuclear. Tony, Joe, go ahead.
Sorry.
Breathe, Tony, breathe.
I couldn't believe this when I seen this. Who would charge €335,000 for a bleeding bike shed?
Well, I presume whoever built it, Tony.
Well, who was building it, Joe? Ticketmaster.
Go on. Well, we're trying to find out. We've Taoiseach Simon Harris. Taoiseach, what is going on?
Well, first of all, Joe, I would like to register my utter shock and surprise.
Shock and surprise. Simon Harris, you are the Taoiseach.
Well, I accept that it was a horrific amount of money to spend on a bike shed, but I was not across this at any stage during the
time. Well, you're across everything else, Simon Harris, it seems
to me. I'm not sure what you mean by that.
Like you have one of them transporter machines out of Star Trek. You just suddenly spawn in here, there and everywhere except where it matters, like the bike shed.
€335,000 is a lot of money, but doing anything these days, Joe, costs a lot of money, and I think everybody knows that.
Go on, Ned.
How's it going, Joe?
From Bike Shed Ned, Clondalkin. Bike, do you have bike sheds for €335,000, Ned?
You know what, I wish I did, Joe, yeah.
What's your most expensive bike shed, Ned, at night, Bike Shed Ned?
€4,000, Joe.
€4,000. Do you know how a bike shed could possibly accrue to €335,000, Bike Shed Ned?
No, not unless it had a sauna, a Sky Sports and a swimming pool, Joe, but it doesn't because I've seen it.
You've seen it?
Yep. Worst bike shed I ever seen, Joe.
Worst bike shed?
No doors, no walls, just a bit of glass at the back, a few poles. All the bikes will go rusty, Joe.
Rusty. Simon Harris, what are you going to do?
Well, I tell you what I'm not going to do, Joe. I am not going to take the people of Ireland for
a ride.
For granted.
Woo-hoo.
And furthermore, I would like to consult further with Bike Shed Ned regarding appropriate pricing going forward.
But why did it cost €335,000, Sheila?
Yeah, hi, Joe. Ned, your previous caller.
Hi, Sheila.
Yeah, hi, Ned. He mentioned glass, Joe.
He did mention glass.
Now, I'm sorry, Joe, but I'm getting Dermot Bannon vibes here, Joe, big time.
Go on. Simon Harris, did Dermot Bannon have anything to do with this?
So I'm not at liberty to speak for Dermot Bannon, but the people who were involved with the bike shed were under pressure with another building job, Joe.
What other building job, Simon Harris?
They were involved with a National Children's Hospital, Joe, and I was...
Oh, my God.
You allowed the people who ran billions over budget on the National Children's Hospital to tender for a bike shed?
There were a lot of tenders, Joe, let me just say.
Bob Cliche, go ahead.
Straw that broke the camel's back, Joe.
Oh, here we go.
We had Printergate. E-voting machine gate.
Remember that.
Now bike shed gate.
Go on.
Where are the banks, Joe?
I don't know what the banks have got to do with a brilliant contribution as always. Listen, what about Mary Lou McDonald? This has gone to a new level. Mary Lou, go ahead.
Joe, this government is finished.
Go on.
This is the last sting of a dying wasp.
Wasp.
This fiasco really proves that it's time for change.
Mm.
It's time to put Sinn Féin
in the saddle, is it?
Woo! Into government, Joe.
Go on. Sorry, into government. Okay. But Pascal Donoghue, go on ahead. Minister for Expenditure. Go on.
Thank you, Joe.
How do you explain this waste?
I wouldn't call it waste at all, Joe.
Well, if that's not waste, what is, Pascal?
Well, let's see. An investigation into the bike shed fiasco, 100k.
Go on.
Auditors to audit the OPW, 200k. Auditors to audit the auditors, 300k. PR firm to cover up the auditors' lack of effective auditing, 150k. Staff admin and potential Laroctus hearing, €2.5 million. Now that's what I call waste.
So what are you saying, Pascal Donoghue?
I'm saying, fuck it and see. Let's have an election, sure.
Hold on.
Why not?
Jeez, but Mary Lou.
Joe, he's admitting it.
You want a party? Let's party, baby. Let's drop the hammer.
Joe.
Let them eat
Pascal.
Cake. I'm ready to go. Knock, knock, knock.
Right,
yeah,
let's do it.
So
are you feeling lucky?
Yeah,
go ahead, punk. Make my day.
Pascal, God help us all. Raise next.
We could do with a bike shed here.
Don't start.
Gift Grub. Listen live every morning on the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.